T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Next, I'd like to introduce...
Throw your hands in the air if you're a true player.
Big Booty is my kryptonite.
That boy is good.
Good and terrible.
You shut your mouth.
I think you two dudes are going to become real homies.
Where do we find these guys?
Oh, man, I hate those guys.
This is Sports Daily with Bruce Hurdle and Jacob Albrecht on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
All right, so we roll into the second hour, continuing the theme from the first, one that is dominating this show today and probably the minds of sports fans throughout this part of the country. We're talking about Oklahoma and Texas apparently testing the waters in the SEC. Jacob, it sounds to me like the SEC could kind of roll out an opinion on that as soon as within 2 or 3 weeks as to whether or not that is viable. I just can't believe that it wouldn't be, to be really honest with you. But be that as it may, let's say that this is a fait accompli. And where does it leave the Big 12? Now, we've talked already. Those left in the Big 12, Iowa State, Kansas State, Oklahoma State, TCU, Baylor, Texas Tech, and the weirdest outlier maybe in all of big-time college sports, West Virginia. Now, we talked about the possibility with the Pac-12, and Jacob, I'm with you. That is job number one. The call is made. How do you feel? What do you think? What's your feeling on expansion? What can we do to help facilitate that? And can we make it kind of a quick super conference, a quick come-together super conference? That's probably call number one. If you are thinking about the American, here are the institutions that you're talking about in the American. These are the football-playing institutions. Temple, Navy, East Carolina, Central Florida, South Florida, Tulane, SMU, Houston, Tulsa, Cincinnati, and Memphis. Is that more attractive to you, Jacob, than a possible mingling with the Mountain West, which includes Boise State, Wyoming, Air Force, Colorado State, Utah State, New Mexico, Nevada, San Jose State, San Diego State, Fresno State, Hawaii, and UNLV?
If I'm the Big 12, I think in isolation, the American is better. But I also think if I'm the Big 12 and I'm going down that path, I probably become a poacher and try to take the best of both. That's what I would do. I don't know if there's room to take them all from both or most from both. If there is, that's another option. That was my first thought. My first thought, not that it's the best answer, because after some consideration, a quick merger with Pac-12 is the best, in my opinion.
Right.
Or the Big Ten.
I agree.
Quick merger with somebody, right? With some Big Ten, Pac-12, yes. Whatever it is. The first thought, though, that I had was, man, why don't they just go take the best of the American and the Mountain West, and let's just lock down the center of the country, you know? regionally, it makes some sense. You've got the Florida schools out there, but you want the Florida schools. You know, like you want, if you're talking football, you want UCF. And I think it could work. The only question I would have in that scenario, who are your banner carriers that still make you a power, whatever it ends up being, league?
You don't have one.
That's the only issue with going down that path. Who? Because, you know, when you talk about the Big Ten, Ohio State, Michigan, right? Just off the top of your head, when you talk about the ACC, mm-hmm. Florida State, Clemson, when you talk about the Pac-12, USC, Oregon, when you talk about the Big 12 minus Oklahoma and Texas, who's your banner carrier? Oklahoma State? Kansas. Like, I don't know who it is. And if you go and you go down the path of the American and the Mountain West, who's your now, top to bottom, high quality league. There's no question about it. If you took the Big 12 and added, you know, UCF, Memphis, Cincinnati, Tulane at times, and then you go across and Boise State, and you can talk BYU into leaving in its independent status, and like now you. And that is a high-quality football league. It's an incredible basketball league, by the way.
But we're just talking football here. Yeah, and we're just talking football, and in our format, it's perfect to just bandy this around. How does this league look to you? The existing members that would be left from the Big 12, so Iowa State, KU, K-State, Oklahoma State, TCU, Baylor, Texas Tech, and yes, in this scenario, we would keep West Virginia because I would roll six teams, if you could possibly get them, into the mix from the American. The two Florida schools, the two Texas schools, SMU and Houston, then Cincinnati and Memphis, which are natural partners for West Virginia. West Virginia would not, I don't think, be in any kind of move to consolidate with the Pac-12. They've had timing issues from Jump Street, just trying to deal with stuff in the Midwest, let alone going all the way to the Pacific Coast. Couldn't see West Virginia in that mix. So UCF, USF, SMU, Houston, Cincinnati, Memphis, Boise State, go get the one out of the Mountain West, who has, by the way, flirted with other conferences in the past and probably, I think, could be agreeable. If you can get BYU out of the independent status and then still have Iowa State, Kansas, Kansas State, Oklahoma State, TCU, Baylor, and Texas Tech, all of a sudden, that's a pretty damn good league right there. And, by the way, I'm not so sure that Boise State and BYU wouldn't be your banner carriers, as ridiculous as it sounds.
It's hard to say because they haven't ever had to go through and play Oklahoma State or Kansas State or Iowa State or TCU or, you know, some of the really good teams, Texas Tech for that matter, you know, not in recent years, but in years past. So where would they fit in? I think they would fit right into that exact same mix. I think competitively it would be a lot of fun. I think that there would be a lot of people in the Big 12 who'd be like, really? Like, that's what we're doing? But in the end...
Yes,
like,
there would be, but you know what? It's not... You get over yourselves. Because Jacob, it's always been about Oklahoma and, well, since 1996, 94 when they voted to disband the Southwest Conference and come together with the Big 12. It's always been about Texas and Oklahoma or Oklahoma and Texas. It was about Nebraska for a while, but Nebraska said, the hell with it, I can't deal with Texas, and went to the Big 10. Missouri was very much the same way. Why do I need to be in the shadows of a Texas, or, you know, we've done it with Oklahoma for all these years, I'll just go play in the SEC. It makes more financial sense. We've been down this road before. So
who does Kansas State, and listen, we're having a conversation. I don't want to trigger people here.
We're just spitballing.
Who does Kansas State have more in common with? Boise State or Oklahoma competitively?
Boise State.
Exactly. That's not any, that's just as we observe when it comes to these things. And I don't say that as a slight to Kansas State at all.
No.
I say it as a Boise State's really good. That's where Kansas State sort of sits. But Oklahoma, look, Oklahoma can say that. There aren't very many teams in the country that can compare with Oklahoma right now and the factory right. that they are. I mean, they're in the Final Four most of the time. Mm-hmm. And it's really the same group of 6 to 7 teams that are. So there's not many people that can say that could compare directly with Oklahoma. And it just so happens that the vast majority of them, outside of just a handful, Clemson, Ohio State, right now, they all exist in the SEC. So that makes sense competitively. Texas is just a big money-making juggernaut that gets to do what they want. That's just the way it is. Sorry. I mean, competitively, it hasn't been there since they got rid of Mack Brown, but the reality is that they still are what they are. If you look at everybody else in the Big 12, and that look, Kansas State's beaten Oklahoma with Chris Klieman. They've beaten him, what, twice now? So
right.
That's fine. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying when it comes to recruiting and when it comes to like all those things, like Kansas State has more in common with the rest of the Big 12.
Their model is more like a Boise State than it would be
Oklahoma. An Oklahoma State.
Texas is the only one that has a model that's similar to Oklahoma. 100,000 seat stadium, all kinds of different revenue platforms, their own network, things of that nature. I mean, that's what we're talking about. I'm not talking about Kansas State or an Oklahoma State, whatever, being competitive with an Oklahoma on the football field. They've proven themselves to be that. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about a model that most closely approximates where they are. And it would be that way for all. It would be that way for Iowa State. Every single one of them would be in the
outside
exact
of
same
Oklahoma boat. And Texas, the Big 12 really is comparable across the league. Like it's a very logical, and quite frankly, I love the way it works. Look, if you're, and we're just talking football, but let's think about basketball. Those are the two we'll consider just because of brain space, honestly. But let's think about basketball. If you are a fan or just looking at it competitively, would you trade, if you're the Big 12, as we're having fun here, basketball, would you trade Oklahoma and Texas for Memphis, Cincinnati, Wichita State, Boise State, San Diego State, UNLV? Would you make that trade for a basketball league? Because I would. As good as Oklahoma and Texas are at times, in Texas especially right now, I'd make that trade because now you're one of the best basketball leagues in the country.
I agree. I'm sitting here noodling divisions and trying to figure out how this. I can see a 16-team league with the foundation being the 8 remaining members of the Big 12, along with Boise State, BYU, and then 6 football-playing members of the American, that would be a hellaciously good conference. Kansas State, KU, Iowa State, Boise, BYU, which, yes, and you would be gaining tremendous basketball programs, and I mean very good ones in Boise and BYU, in Houston, certainly Memphis. I mean, would anybody in the Big 12 have any issue playing and competing with those teams in basketball? I mean, there's all sorts of possibilities. We understand that football is that which drives the engine, but I don't have a problem with that. you give me those eight teams. Give me the two teams, Central Florida and South Florida, SMU, Houston, Cincinnati, and Memphis. Give me Boise out of the Mountain West. Sorry, rest of the Mountain West. And give me BYU from an independent. You can go with this. That's a 16-team league right there that immediately is attractive football-wise.
Well, I think I think they have to go bigger. I don't know that 16 is going to get it done anymore.
I think you got to go 24 probably.
So
right?
Then San Diego State, you're in for sure. UNLV, yes. Colorado State, mm-hmm. I would think so. Wichita State can be a basketball, just a non-football school. Absolutely.
What they are now. Right? Exactly.
I would do that. Utah State has been really good. Come on down. New Mexico, big old school. Well, not huge, but a relevant school. Come on down. Fresno State, yeah. Absolutely. Like, yes, I think you get it up. Because if you go down that route, like, you don't want to go too small. Because you have to assume that everybody else is going to go really big, right? You have to try to stay competitive at that point with the Big Ten very likely swallowing some things up. And look, this is only if the Big 12 wants to exist. If you're Kansas and Kansas State and Iowa State, geographically, and the Big Ten is looking to expand, that's more attractive than trying to hang on to the Big 12. Now, if the Big 12 can somehow merge with the Pac-12, then you can have that conversation. But what if you had a split of the Big 12 and some go to the Pac-12, some go to the Big 10? I think that's a possible scenario.
The most likely person. I think that's the most likely possibility.
We've only been talking about if the Big 12 can yes. stay in existence. That doesn't – I don't know that I believe, and it doesn't sound like you believe, that's actually going to happen. I don't know that the Big 12 is going to be able to survive this.
No, I don't think so. But what we're trying to do is come up with a reasonable option to keep those eight teams intact. But how important would that really be? I mean, I don't know. Why wouldn't Kansas at this particular point, and yes, we all know the issues that they've had with football, but there is no more attractive candidate for college basketball, realizing that football is what we're talking about, but Kansas would at least be an outlier to strike out on its own, Jacob, because they've got some cachet. They've got basketball, and they're one of the five blue blood programs in this country. And that's worth something.
It's absolutely worth something. And it's worth probably just saying, all right, football, maybe you guys can get it turned around. Because the reality is, like, you know, Northwestern as a football program, while they've turned it around, took a while. Rutgers, same thing. There's a long time where Rutgers was the Kansas of college football, right? They mm-hmm. got it figured right. out. And so, yeah, Kansas and Kansas State. Look, Kansas State's attractive both in football as well, especially in football sure. and basketball. Like, Kansas State has plenty to land just fine. Kansas and Kansas State are going to be fine. We may be watching them play in the Big Ten. We may be watching them play in the Pac-12 or some version of the Big 12. Again, I don't know. But I think those schools will be fine. Now, the one thing about, you know, if you look at football stadiums, that's where the Big Ten doesn't line up quite as well with. But, you know, not all the stadiums are in there, but sort of like the SEC, Kansas and Kansas State kind of like, you know, do we fit in on that? Iowa State's going to be in the same boat. I think those three are the most likely, if there's a dissolving, those three probably stay together. I don't know what happens with Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State's plenty attractive. I really worry about Wichita State. Mm-hmm. And can they, and I think that they could, without football, what happens there? Because it's not just Wichita State. It's basically the Big East. Like, what happened in the A-10? Is there just a basketball-driven league, like a non-football-driven league that Wichita State can just slide into?
Well, those are the two, right? You just touched upon them. Those are the two, the Atlantic 10
and that would be a great league. That would be a fantastic league. You could get back with Creighton, and it would be cool, and you just slide right in there, and it's no big deal, right? That's a possibility. I happen to like some of what the American has brought to the table in those rivalries. Mm-hmm. I love Memphis and Cincinnati. I think that there's cool stuff there. But look, if they go in and now they're playing the teams out of the Big East and the Atlantic 10, it's okay. I mean, it would be fine. I just want, you know, you want to make sure Wichita State lands in a premier basketball league. And I don't, and there, it seems like a foregone conclusion that they would. They bring too much to the table, both in TV. I mean, God, look at the TBT. Like, yes. There's too much. It's too good a TV market, and too many eyes would come to every Wichita State game for a big-time basketball league not to jump all over it. And maybe they can join one of these other power leagues as only a basketball school. We don't know what that may look like at this point. Those bigger leagues typically don't do that, but maybe they could.
You know what? You're right. You're really right, Jacob, on go big or go home. If you are really trying to keep this core together, you've got to be really aggressive, and you've got to throw figurative elbows in trying to build a conference that is so strong at its foundation and so that it can't be shaken. And that would be the challenge. You've been on stilts for so long. What can you do now to align yourself in a league that really has a solid footprint with a strong foundation? And that's why you probably don't think 14 or 16 teams. You're thinking 24 or something like that. Just spitballing, like we said. I tend to believe, as I think you do, that if Oklahoma and Texas go, then I think that probably the Big 12 goes its own separate ways, simply because you've got the three Texas schools, you've got West Virginia, then you've got the three Midwestern schools with Iowa State, Kansas State, and Oklahoma State. There's nothing really to tie those universities together. All right, we'll turn the page, get to a few other things, a quick OTD coming up a little bit later today, at which point I'm going to make an argument for a player that maybe we don't think of, and maybe we should, as one of the best Royals of all time. It happens to be his birthday today. We'll get to that coming up a little bit later on OTD. What's coming up next, courtesy of our friends from Superior Rents, we'll check the Olympics, what's going on there, and a couple of other headlines in the world of sports.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.